And this is The Naked Scientist with Chris, Dave and Vic this evening. And it's time for a bit of kitchen science, as we always do. So, Dave, what are you doing? You've got a bucket of water in a radio studio. Does health and safety know about this? Because they banned Pancake Day this week. And, you know, I don't know what they'd have to say about that.
Let's not discuss it too deeply with them, shall we, Chris?
So what are you going to do?
OK, this week's kitchen science was ridiculously simple. All you need is a can of a diet drink and a can of a sugary drink. And just put them in the water and see what happens. This might be useful if you're travelling abroad and they've got the writing in sort of Cyrillic or something and you can't read it and you can't tell which is which. So this is a useful way that you might be able to find out. So first of all, we're going to take the diet drink and put it in the water.
Oh, that's good. It's floating.
Yeah,
the tin is just floating at the surface. Yeah.
But if we take the sugary drink and put it in,
and that sinks straight to the bottom. Oh no, it's popped back up again.
Just about.
It's much lower in the water.
And
so
it's at the bottom again. It's sunk all the way down.
Okay, so why should they taste pretty much the same? Some people would beg to differ, but why should that happen?
It's to do with what's in them. It is actually to do with the sugar in them, because a sugary drink has a can of Coke has got about 40 grams of sugar in it. 30-40 grams of sugar in it.
That's a lot, isn't it? Good 6 or 7 teaspoonfuls, that must be.
It's an awful lot. It's a scary amount of sugar. And sugar is more dense than water. So if you mix sugar and water, the resulting mixture is going to be more dense than normal water. So you can get more weight in the same space. So I've got a set of scales here.
You're actually going to weigh a tin of diet and a tin of full fat fizzy.
So first of all, we'll weigh the diet Coke, which is at about 348 grams.
Okay.
I'll just dry off the full fat, full sugar Coke, and that is about 362 grams. So that extra 12 grams is because of the same amount of liquid.
Now contains a lot more molecules. Sugar molecules are fitting into the space between the water molecules, I presume.
Yeah, I mean, there's another second effect, which is that there's lots of space in water, which is part of the reason why it expands when it freezes, and so the sugar molecules will fit in between. And also just that sugar is more dense than water, so you mix two together, you get something more dense than water.
But when you do dissolve salts and sugars in water, the volume does go up a bit, doesn't it?
It does go up. In fact, I was trying to do this experiment last night, and it goes up quite a lot. I think it goes up. The combination, the solution, is slightly less volume than.
So does that mean if you drink the one which is kind of got the full fat variety, lots of sugar in it, you're actually getting better value for money because they must have stuffed more in to get that?
I mean, there's certainly more stuff in there, and sugar is a lot more expensive than water. So it is, in some ways, it's better value for money, unless you consider that slimming is more important than the sugar.
So the practical aspect of this, apart from to teach you about density and why things float and why things sink, is if you're in a foreign country and you can't read which can of drink is the diet variety and you want to stick to your diet, then this is the way to find out. But I mean, talking seriously for a minute, that's how, if you go to a posh cocktail bar, they'll make a really fancy cocktail which is layered like a tequila sunrise because of the density difference.
Yeah, very sugary drinks and sugar in mixed with alcohol will actually make it slightly more dense as well. So very sugary drinks will tend to sink down to the bottom and just pure water will stay up at the top.
And if you apply this to the real world in terms of how water moves around the planet and the Gulf Stream and all that kind of thing, the same thing applies with salinity up in the Arctic, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. When up in the Arctic, when lots of ice forms, ice is basically pure water, so the seawater which is left over gets more salty. I'm getting slightly worried with this bucket of water on my knees and waving my arms about.
Half as worried as us, because Petro told me that they couldn't make the tap work, so they had to wee in the bucket. Would that have affected the
It would in fact increase the density of the water, so the cans would be
that
more
might be
float.
Yeah, it would have sunk better if it had been
in
pure
fact,
water.
It would float better. Yeah. If it was better.
The other one would have sunk better.
It doesn't smell of weeds, I'm hoping. But yeah, with the oceans, when ice forms at the North Pole, that takes a lot of water out of the seawater without taking the salt out. The seawater gets denser, so this will tend to sink. So it sinks down the Atlantic. Something's got to take its place, so warm water from the Gulf of Mexico tends to come up north, which hits us, which is the Gulf Stream, which keeps us warm in the winter.
Thank you very much, Dave. You can put your bucket down now. Gently, please.